time to maybe slow down a bit now here on RNIB Connect Radio as we hear all about an upcoming audio described tour of the Matthew Arthur Williams exhibition soon come at Dundee Contemporary Arts. And I'm glad to say that joining me again is Kay Hamlin, exhibitions assistant at DCA, along with describer and artist Juliana Capes, who will be leading the live audio described tour of soon come. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Kay and Juliana.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having us again.
Hi. Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks, Toby.
Kay, I think this might be the second audio described tour at DCA. And before we talk about the exhibition soon come by Matthew Arthur Williams, would you mind giving me a little bit of a reminder about what DCA is? Because I know it's more than just the gallery spaces and exhibitions.
Of course. So Dundee Contemporary Arts is a multi-arts organization based in the heart of Dundee. And we offer two fantastic exhibition spaces, a great learning program within the building and in our community, a print studio and a cinema program as well. We also do offer programs for the blind and low-sighted community, and we regularly program audio-described films in our cinema. We have over 70 audio-described headsets available. We have audio notes of all of our printed material, including our exhibition notes and cinema guides. And we also do Braille transcriptions of each exhibition notes and have a great back catalogue for exhibitions gone by.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Juliana, would you mind giving me a bit of background to Matthew Arthur Williams and a bit about him and his work, as I think he sort of has a range of media that he works in, from sound and visual art installations, photography, and he is also a DJ too.
Yeah, exactly, Toby. He works in lots of different media. And the exhibition displays all those different kind of sides to his work. And there's the centerpiece of the exhibition is this beautiful film that is installed in the gallery and on two large screens that face each other, kind of like a tennis match, the two screens filling the gallery with an amazing kind of soundtrack and atmosphere. And around that sort of central film installation, there's photographs that have been displayed in the gallery in lots of different interesting ways. So it's a really, really evocative, interesting exhibition.
Does he bring a lot of sort of his background to the exhibition? Because I think he was born in London, and I think he sort of travelled around a bit and also has used a lot of archive work, I think, in the exhibition too.
Yeah, the exhibition, I think it's exploring his and his family's heritage. His family are from the Caribbean, emigrated to live in the UK in Stoke-on-Trent in the 60s, I think it was. So he's kind of delving into his sort of family history and the tales that his family have told him about their experiences of emigration into the UK and his memories of that too. And he's kind of weaved his family history and his memories with archival footage and information, you know, other people who have made those same journeys. And it's really kind of, I don't know, an exploration of what it feels like to have your family history and your histories in two places simultaneously, to be about the Caribbean and be about the UK. And of course, there's all kinds of other issues that kind of come from that, ideas around class and when people emigrate, what kind of jobs they work in and how they fit into the society they're coming into, and also ideas about race and about racism and about the UK's relationship over the last 100 or so years or longer even. You know, they're all themes that are so relevant to contemporary dialogues today. And I'm really interested how the show kind of looks at it on a personal level, but also a political level, and kind of weaves those two things in together. It's really beautiful and really thought-provoking and really evocative. I think it'll leave people with a lot to think about.
And the title of the exhibition, Soon Come, I think is a Caribbean phrase, which, if I'm right in my sort of what it might mean, I think it means that we all should possibly slow down a little bit and maybe look around us and observe what is around us, which I think is sort of correct in my thinking of what the phrase means.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one that I'm familiar with myself. I think I've done the same sort of reading around it as you, Toby. And it certainly seems to mean that. But it also reminds me of a phrase I use with my children quite a lot when they ask me for something and I go, oh, later. And later doesn't actually mean anything. It means a kind of period of time that you're not committing to. It might be now, it might be never, somewhere in between, which I suppose there might be phrases like that in a lot of languages. So it's this idea of time being quick and fast, simultaneously the same thing, which is quite an interesting one, especially when you come to think about, you know, the journeys that people have made to live in different countries and how their relationship with the country they come from stretches. But I also really like the idea of this sort of slowing down that you were mentioning in the idea of soon come, because when I look at an exhibition with a group of people and visually describe it, that's, I think, the beauty of a visually described tour is it encourages everybody to slow down and they're looking. And no matter what your level of sight loss is, everybody, I think, can benefit from slowing down when they're looking at art and considering what it means to them and what they're actually experiencing and share that with others. So these tours, they tend to be quite slow and conversational and give everybody the chance to experience the art on their own terms. And we share that experience together. So really looking forward to the opportunity to meet people and talk about this fascinating exhibition.
Okay, this sounds like another great exhibition at Dundee Contemporary Arts and another solo exhibition by a major artist too. When is the audio described tour and how can listeners find out more and book their place on Juliana's live tour of Soon Come?
So the audio described tour will take place on Thursday, the 23rd of February from 6 to 7:30 and we'll be meeting outside of our galleries. In order to book tickets, you can either visit us on our website at dca.org.uk. You can email us at dca@dca.org.uk, or if you'd rather speak to someone in person, feel free to call any of our friendly visitor box office assistants at 01382-432-444.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Kay and Juliana, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the audio described tour of Matthew Arthur Williams' exhibition Soon Come at Dundee Contemporary Arts.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.